Hey everyone, welcome back to 90 Day React, Bubba's and Banter. Thank you for bearing with us. We were off last week because, as some of you may know, I am in the Los Angeles area and it was a very crazy time with the wildfires. I was very fortunate to not be heavily affected by the fires. Others were not. And we are definitely going to be including a spreadsheet for verified fundraisers for Black and Latino families in the area. I'm going to be including it in the show notes if you feel compelled to donate or just share. Many, 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 many families are middle class, regular Americans, just like you and me. And this is a huge blow to them emotionally, financially, physically. People have lost their lives. It's serious and it's devastating. So we're hoping to bring some levity by talking about the trash that is on our televisions. We missed last week's finale, so we're going to be talking about the finale and the first part of the reunion. Yeah, thank you for bearing with us, and let's try to change the subject so we have something else to think about during this time. Let's get into it.
Okay. So let's talk about a little bit about the finale. We didn't see, it was basically just people saying goodbye to each other, except for Joe and Magda, we got into it a little bit. And then Vea and Sunny, we talked, they showed it a lot because they met the dad again. Niles and Matilda just saying goodbye to each other at the airport. And
Niles and Matilda goodbye scene almost made me cry.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was just feeling kind of emotional because of the fires or what, but I was like,
could be.
My eyes were welling up. I was like, wow, I really.
Yeah, they're cute together.
Sweet when they were saying goodbye.
Yeah, we saw Tiger Lily and her friends, Cruz and what's her name? Shay?
I don't know.
Whatever, Shane. Yeah, she was crying about the fact that Adnan decided to give power of attorney to his brother. She wanted to get a post-nuptial agreement because she was worried about, you know, his brother, you know, coming and taking all her stuff, which doesn't make sense.
Right.
And the way Adnan explained it was that obviously when you're in another country and you leave, there are other things that has to be taken care of, and you need someone in that particular country to take care of your matters. So I felt like it. You know, had not have had any every right to have that.
Yeah, you know, I agree. Once he explained
take care
that
of his affairs in Jordan, and that doesn't hold water here. It doesn't. You know,
does it though?
It doesn't, because he has to, you know, even if like all her accounts, it's probably in her name, you know, you cannot just come over and take, if you have separate, as couples, you have separate accounts.
Right.
You need to have that other person to be able to get into your account. And if it's not a joint account, you really can't unless you have something certified here.
Yeah.
By American laws, not Jordanian laws. So it really didn't. She was being paranoid about the whole thing. But at the tell-all, we found out that Adnan took it back anyway.
I don't remember if it was in the episode where he described it or if it was later, because I was looking at her Instagram stories after the reunion. She was doing like a Q&A.
Right.
And she was posting all of her responses. But apparently he has, because people were also asking like, where the money come from? Like, what was going on?
His money or her money?
Yeah, his money.
Oh, okay.
He has a lot of businesses with his brother. That's another thing. So that's probably why he needed that, because he needs someone to be able to make the financial decisions while he's gone.
Just, benign. It's not nothing crazy that, you know, not as crazy as Tiger Lily was thinking that it's going to be. You know,
yeah, but it definitely revealed a major issue. Like, it revealed that she actually doesn't trust him. kind of showed her cards a little bit there.
Yeah, those kind of stuff is always, you know, you have to be careful. But Adnan didn't want to sign a post-nup, so it didn't matter anyway. You know, he canceled the power of attorney. I don't know if he did or just said he did, because we don't know whatever Adnan says.
I know.
And we saw a little bit of Vanya in the finale about, you know.
Yeah, I'm still so weirded out by that.
Ghosting her a little bit, and this was after his trip to Florida to see her, and she was just crying about that to her cousin on the beach, and she was saying that he ghosted me, and I don't know what's going on, and they show her after she finishes her, she was doing some belly dancing at some restaurant, and after work she was FaceTiming with Yoshiko. And the conversation came up about the fact that Yoshiko feels that Vanya is not ready to be a mom.
Well, because, she was not fully honest about what she said to him while he was there. And I don't blame him, because he was like, you were saying, like, I like my house the way that it is, and I'm very comfortable being child free and all this stuff, and it scared him, and he was around. Like,
yeah, exactly
right, and he was like, like, okay, this woman's not want to make room for her child, for a child in her life.
No,
so I don't blame him. But then she turned around and was like, on the FaceTime, she was like, what did she say? Oh, she was like, I was also talking to you about changing one of the rooms to a nursery and stuff like that. So it seems like there was, what I feel like happened, I feel like she was too honest with him and kind of like, do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like overall she's open to meeting this child and pursuing motherhood in that way, but she was too honest and was like a little too open about, oh, I kind of like my stuff the way that it is. It's like kind of one of those thoughts you have, and it's like a fleeting thought. You don't need to vocalize it.
Exactly.
And she vocalized it, and it scared him, and he was like, forget it.
Yeah, he's totally scared. And she had bought tickets to go to Croatia to see him again, and he was like, okay, let me think about it, you know. I would just cancel the ticket, you know. You don't want to make that trip to somewhere that, you know, the other person is not really, he doesn't really care if you come or not. So it just doesn't make sense. Unless, you know, you truly are, if she's really in love with him and, you know, is after him, yeah, it makes sense. But from the get-go, I never thought Vanya was that much into Yoshiko. It was just like, it didn't make, you know, it didn't happen with Bojo. So, like, I found this other guy, so maybe we can try to make this work. And
it seemed like she was still trying to, like, push for it, though. Like, she wasn't like, I'm just going to cancel my trip to Croatia. She was like, do you still want to see me? Like,
right.
She still sounded like she wanted to
see
him and meet his family out, and all that. Yeah.
He had already sensed the fact that, you know, she's not really ready to have a child around.
Yeah.
So he wasn't.
I mean, he has to act in the best interest of that baby. So I don't blame him.
Yeah. So it's better if they go their separate ways. And that was that. And then we saw Veya and Sunny. What? They went to, they were going to see and meet the dad again the second time because Veya insisted that Sunny would, you know, let him know right away instead of waiting to tell him. Sonny was petrified, and, you know, he didn't know what to do. So they bought this cake and brought it to him at a restaurant.
The cake looked good.
Cafe. Yeah. I was like, at least try the cake. Have some of the cake before you leave. The guy didn't. He just drank the tea and started the argument. And, he's a moron. You know, what do you want? You know, you can't expect the guy to change like overnight. He lived all his life, you know, thinking in the same manner, in the same culture, and he's not going to change just because his son wants to, you know, be with another person that is not of their culture and religion.
I felt a little bit of Sumit in there where, because Sunny was like, after the fact, he was like, to Veya, he was like, I wish you would have waited a little bit. Like, I wanted more time to try to figure out how to tell him or whatever.
Yeah, because it makes sense because he's going to be alone. Like, Veya's gone. And he has
I felt horrible. I was like, great. So you f***ed up for him right before, and now he's alienated from everybody, and you're leaving. But I did almost feel like it reminded me of Sumit a little bit. And it's like, with situations like that, it's like, it's not going to be any better if you tell them 6 months from now. The only thing is, he would have that companionship while she's gone.
At least, at least he would have that.
I don't think the reaction would have been any different had it been then or 6 months from now or a year from now. I think he would, the dad would react the same.
Exactly.
But I feel bad for him for sure.
He's the way he is. He's not going to change. And Sunny is going to go his separate way. And he kind of, dad kind of disowned him right on the, right outside the cafe. It's like,
I know, that was quick.
You go your way, I go my way, and goodbye. And that was the end of that.
Don't talk to me. I'm done.
And then we saw Joey and Magda. And every time she says, okay, this is it. I told you it's going to be the last time you're going to say something. Then Joe goes and says, oh, I'm sorry. She says, okay, I'll take you back. No problem.
She has issues with boundary setting and boundary enforcement.
Yeah. And that was that. That was all of it in the finale that we saw.
Yeah.
And then we moved on after episode 19 into the first part of the tell-all. I think it's going to be a four-part tell-all.
Oh my god.
It's going to go all the way
I'll be so excited if they make it four parts.
They're
going
to continue all the way to the Super Bowl, and then the night of the Super Bowl, I think they're going to start the premiere of the 90 Day Fiancé is going to start.
The regular one?
Okay. The original.
OG.
Exactly.
But man, Niles was on one. He was like, I don't know why he has such a stick up his ass the whole thing.
He was so aggressive and defiant, and it's like,
I don't know. Maybe it was the environment.
He told Lauren that Lauren is evil and stupid. He told Adnan that he's gonna break his face. He's like, calm
down. It's like, relax. I don't know what triggered.
I don't know why he was so angry and agitated, it looked like.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if something happened off camera or on social media or whatever, but he was really coming in hard.
Right.
But Lauren pissed me the fuck off more than I thought was possible.
Yeah, Brian kind of did that for me.
Oh my god, Brian. I wanted to... Brian's racist fucking comment... By the way, can we address that? What I can't even know what order to go in, because there was so much going on.
Well, we got into Lauren Faith, we got into Vanya and Bojo, and we got into Adnan and Tiger Lily. So those were the three couples that we really got into discussion with.
Right.
The other couples were left to be talked about next time. But it kind of felt strange to not to have
Renee and Judy.
I'm glad they didn't. They refused.
Judy
to
was
come
like,
on
"Get me the fuck away from this woman! Exactly. I don't want to see her ever again."
I know. No, the only couple that was present was physically present were Adnan and Tiger Lily, because Adnan got his visa quickly, and he lives in Texas now, and he loves it.
And poor Veya, my God, she looked really, she said she dropped, did she say she dropped 50 pounds?
Yeah,
5-0 or 15?
I looked at the subtitles again. I put the subtitles on just to make
sure. Oh my
God, because
I was saying,
15.
Yeah, when she came on screen, her arms looked like really, like rail thin.
Yeah,
and then she said that and I was like, oh my God, that's scary. I can't even imagine her dropping 50 pounds. She's probably under 100 pounds.
Yeah, she couldn't, like, in the beginning, they're trying to figure out what was wrong. They didn't know exactly. And she couldn't eat for a while, and she lost some weight like that. And then after surgery, she lost some more weight. And so,
that's crazy.
She had,
I didn't know that could do that to you.
She had trouble swallowing. She had chest pains and all that. So a lot of times you know, you go to an internist and they direct you to a specialist. I mean, maybe if she had done an ultrasound right away, she would have seen the gallstone, but yeah, maybe it wasn't visible, or, you know, that to do more, extensive imaging. And that's why it took them a while to figure it out. And they finally had to remove it. So she lost 50 pounds and she wasn't there. So she couldn't travel, I guess, to the studio, to New York. So, Brian was, he was talking
Oh, also, can we talk about how Brian's code switching is so weird? So, like, his code switching when he talks to people who are also from Chicago is, like, traditional Chicago accent, right? All of a sudden, I don't understand what happened. Right? His code switching glitch was, like a Brazilian accent, but speaking English. And I was like, why is he doing this? And it's also, like, the kind of Brazilian intonation, and like,
right.
It was weird. It's like, Brian, you're talking to a bunch of other Americans. Like, exactly, you can do your Chicago accent here. Relax.
I know.
But his racist burka comment pissed me the off. And I did see Tiger Lily responded to that on her stories afterward. Like,
yeah, I don't know if Tiger Lily was, a lot of things that were, the way Adnan was behaving and they were attacking him and she wasn't saying anything. I was like, why
that's
doesn't
how
like,
she is. She when, doesn't say anything ever.
When Vanya was talking to Adnan was, you know, bobbling his head, and I was expecting Tiger Lily to tell him, like, stop it. You know, you're not being nice. And she didn't
doesn't
say
intervene
anything.
She ever.
Just, she just sat there, didn't say a whole lot. That's why everybody thought that maybe it's because Adnan is sitting next to her, and
no, I
you
think
know,
that's
she
what
if she
she's
says something,
like,
you know, he might not like. So you walk off the stage and say, "Go ahead, do whatever, say whatever you want to say, but be careful." As he walked off the stage, so that "be careful" didn't really
she
help.
She responded to that on her stories as well, and she said the reason why he said that is because of NDAs we have in place. And I'm thinking, what the f- is she talking about?
I know.
What NDAs? What is she talking about? Is there a legal battle that we're not aware of?
Right.
So that confused me. It was almost like all of the answers she had on her stories were very defensive of Adnan. And it just made me realize, I'm like, this woman is going to twist everything to defend her husband. That's the decision she's made. Right. She's like, I'm married to him. He's the father of my child. Right. I'm going to defend him no matter what.
Right.
And that's just, some people are like that. They just don't want to break.
That sometimes, you know, in situations like this, couples make their own peace with certain behavior of their spouse. So they think that, you know, okay, so you can't fight every battle. You have to pick and choose which battle you want to fight. And I think in her mind, she has probably decided that, okay, we're going to do this, so let's just do it and not fight over it, because we're not going to move forward with this. Let's just settle it on, like, I'm going to cover myself and he has to do the same, and him not seeing a female doctor or this and that, that will make up for all the stuff that she's not allowed to do. But for them, it's just fine. That's why she didn't really react. I mean, she looked like she was under a spell or something. She just
that's how she is. I feel
calm,
like she's similar to Vea. She must be on beta blockers or something. But she definitely, like, I appreciate that she said what she said after Brian's comment, where she was like, I literally just gave birth, like, this is what I'm comfortable in, like, I'm not gonna be wearing a bodycon dress.
Yeah,
that first of all. But in the moment, you know, when someone makes a comment like that, it's hard to kind of gather your thoughts quickly and come up with a response. So afterwards, she went on Instagram and kind of explained a little bit further, but
yeah, Brian,
I thought it was offensive and unnecessary.
Yeah,
it's like,
he said that to her, and then he said to Matilda that, you know, she's using Niles to come to Land of Milk and Honey, USA. And that was
that's Brian's thing. That's what he thinks everybody's like doing.
Insulting to her as well. Even Adnan was just he was calling everybody idiots, and you know, he said at one point when they were on the break, you know, Brian tried to persuade Adnan to not to, you know, try to change and not be so immature about it, because you think whatever age think it's the best to do, what course of action you're going to take. And Adnan turned to him and said, "Why should I take advice from somebody on a wheelchair?"
That's actually not okay. I'm not defending Adnan because I hate him, but that's not what he said. He said that's what Brian came out and told everyone that he said. That's what he implied, but what he was saying was, why should I take advice of someone who sold drugs and got shot and is in a wheelchair now? It wasn't like somebody in a wheelchair doesn't mean anything to me. Like, I don't think if Brian was in a wheelchair because he had a problem, he would have said that. He was trying to say, look at your life choices. Why should I take advice from you? Which was also, you know, there were low blows. Mm-hmm. I'm not defending it, but Brian tried to make it seem like this ableist comment that I don't think that it was.
Yeah, I mean, I don't put it past Adnan if he meant it, because he's very immature. He's like a child, and you know. So he was calling everybody idiots, and you know, why you're not, you know, defending me? You guys are, you know, terrible, and you know, on and on and on, and making, you know, bobbling his head, making fun of Manya when she was talking to him.
What did she say? Wow. And he went, wow.
He's like a 10-year-old.
He mocked her. Yeah.
He's like a child. Making fun of, you know, all these adults around him.
Yeah. It's embarrassing. I would be embarrassed if I were Tiger Lily. I would be mortified if that was my husband.
All right.
Yeah.
And like with Lauren, is like, Lauren is not a serious person at all. You can say whatever you want about him. Like Niall said that you're evil, you're stupid, and you're evil. I mean, stupid part, I definitely understand, but
evil
Lauren
is
not
too advanced
at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just like not a serious person. He just goes along, you know, he sleeps whatever, eats whatever, and, you know, carries on, you know, he just doesn't care. I mean, came out that there, because they got into it, they, you know, his friend came on the stage, and
his friend was weird too.
Yeah. And she's trying to defend him, and she says that Lauren had met someone else from the Philippines.
Broke me.
And he was being catfished, and that person took all of his money. And he was supposed to go see this person, and that's why he bought the ticket to the Philippines. But when that fell through, before getting on that flight, he goes back online, tries to find somebody else, and he comes across Faith, and they start, you know, the conversation, and, you know, he says he's, you know, he kind of checks the boxes. Well, she's beautiful, and she's this, and she's that, so might as well go. So that's how they ended up together. And
I was for so him, like hurt yeah, hearing
he's
that.
Like, I don't see him loving her. He's
no.
just like,
now that we know that, forget it.
Yeah.
I had already said last episode or the episode before or whatever, when we were talking, that all he cared about was staying there and
exactly.
trying to evade his child support.
Yeah.
He was just trying to find someone to do that. And now knowing this.
Right.
Wow.
Exactly. And she was crying, and he's still sending, you know, he's saying that they're back together. Faith kind of says they are.
No, Faith was like, I don't consider myself engaged.
Yeah, but then Sean asked them, are you still engaged? Are you, you know, engagement is back on again. He says yes, and she says no. So
right.
To me, it's like an engagement is like both parties have to say yes.
Agree,
it's not
yeah.
like one side says, the other one says no.
Yeah.
So they're not. It's just that Lauren keeps sending her money. And she claims that all the money that he's sending her are in the bank. So
yeah, I believe everything she says.
I don't know. It's just a weird relationship there. And the whole question of him sleeping with his friends, like the way he explained it to her, it sounded like you're just sleeping over at your friend. Not that you're having sex with your friend.
Maybe to him that's normal, yeah, that but was that's not. To, yeah,
sneaky.
He
a little bit.
He knows what he's doing. That's the thing. Yeah. That's why when Niall says he's evil, evil is, like I said, is too. I don't want to give that to Lauren.
Right.
But he is manipulative. Like, he knows what he's doing. He lies by omission.
Right.
And I love that they acknowledge his stupid, smug smirk.
Yeah, they
frozen
said that,
in
remember?
Time face.
All season, yeah. We've been saying it, like, what's with his face?
And they finally were like, why are you making that face? It's like his defense mechanism, but it's so annoying. You just want to punch him. Like,
he's got a punchable face.
The thing that bothers me, though, about him is that, like, he was saying all these things and he wasn't, like, embarrassed. Like, you should, like, I just wanted to be like, khijalat bikish. Like, yeah, you're sitting in front of this woman that you claim to be engaged to, and you're like, yeah, and I went back and I slept with the woman who gave me gonorrhea. Right. It's like, what is your problem? Like, why are you saying this proudly?
He's not a serious person. If fate doesn't work out, he'll go back online and find somebody else. It's just like, is that type of a person? He's like loosey-goosey with everything. With relationships, with food.
But there's no regard for her feelings at all.
No, he doesn't. At all. But the other person has to be smart enough to understand that who you're dealing with. You're dealing with somebody who just went back, had, you know, sex with somebody that he got an STD from. You know, he's just like, he's fine with all that. You know, he could be sleeping with his friends and sleeping over this place, that place. I'll eat, you know, whatever food you give me.
She needs to drop him.
If this doesn't work out, we'll just move on. But he's sending a chunk of money to Faith, so. But he doesn't even care about that. He just sends the money over like it's nothing, you know? So that's why I say he's not a serious person. He just like lives literally day by day, one day at a time. He's just that type of a person that, you know, you can't take him seriously on anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like he's like a masochist. He's like, pile it on me. Whatever you want to say, I'll take it. You know, I deserve all this punishment. It's like, sometimes I feel like he has
that
kind of
a personality. Yeah, why else would you proudly say,
you know?
Yeah. He was like saying all these things that he knew was going to get everyone upset or to dogpile.
He says, I drink pee.
Yeah. I could have died without that information, but
he brings it on himself. That's what I'm saying. He's trying to like almost
he's a provocateur.
Self-harm. This is all about self-harm. And the way he was fidgeting in the hotel room with the knife, like I would just tap on something, not stab my palm of my hand with even a butter knife. Because why would you do that? It's like a physical explanation.
He's got problems.
You know, like you want to harm yourself.
Yeah. He's got problems. He's weird. He needs to stay away from Faith.
And that's
she
what
needs to
Sean,
cut him off.
And Sean said, like, let's stop it where we are because we don't want to get more gross than, you know, the pee.
Oh,
and
he keeps
at some
going,
point he was
yeah.
explaining that he almost drove off a cliff or something like that. And Sean kind of stopped it and said, okay, let's move on to another couple. And, you know, they, she started talking to Vanya.
Yeah,
and,
he has like no filter.
Yeah. He doesn't really care about what happens to him.
He doesn't care about what happens to anyone because he doesn't have any regard for anyone around him either.
It's
kind of
weird like
He's
that.
He's so detached from his life. It's weird. Exactly. Or life in general.
Yeah, I mean, for Faith, I would have just stayed away and keep him blocked on, you know, everything. But I mean, she's getting the money. I don't know what she's doing with the money. I mean, she claims it's in the bank, but why would you accept money from, you know, somebody that you know it's acting weird and does weird stuff and you know, but I guess she is, you know.
It is what it is.
Nobody really question. I mean, I think Brian kind of questioned that a little bit. Yeah, he says you're taking his money, but it's you know you're not engaged. And then he says Lauren says like I sent her the engagement ring back, but it wasn't in the box when I sent it. You know,
Such a
when
bold
she opened it
artist.
up, it's like, what is
Just
going on with this guy?
say you didn't put it in the box. That's a lot
Right,
easier.
and you know he says it's like some drug dealer took it. What? What are you talking about? They just said, okay, enough with you, man. We're gonna move on.
Yeah, moving on.
Yeah.
Vanya and Bojo,
And
got to
Vanya
see
and
your
Bojo, they
favorite
showed
guy.
Bojo. This guy is like he thinks he's really funny, but he's not at
It's
all.
so embarrassing.
He's like
Why is he always
terrible.
quoting movies?
I don't know. I guess he watches a lot of movies and he think everybody else is and does, and you know, at least quoting movies from, you know, the 80s, I guess. I don't know. And expecting everybody to laugh and, you know, thinking, you know, he's funny and he's this
It
great
was pain.
guy.
It was a
And
painful watch
yeah,
because it's
yeah.
so embarrassing, and he doesn't realize that
And
he is the joke.
for some reason, Vanya still has feelings for this guy. I don't understand. She's still crying. Like she came to
I don't
tears
understand
after, you
either.
know,
Like, let
the
him go. This guy
argument. He's
sucks.
like, stop.
How
Like,
long were they even talking
I don't know.
originally?
Maybe a
Because she
year
makes it
or
seem like,
so.
yeah, she was really hurt. And his excuse of being like, I have a meeting. And they're like, it's 10 o'clock at night. You don't work. Like, you're unemployed. What are you talking about? And he was like, it's a meeting about cinematography.
I know,
Like,
what the
what?
hell?
Just say, I'm done with this conversation. I'm leaving.
Yeah, just go. I mean, nobody cares if you're there or not anyway. I mean,
Seriously.
you were on, we saw you for like 2, 3 days, maybe, you know, a few minutes of the episode that you were on, and you had no interest in Vanya at all. And you went your separate ways, and Vanya still has issues with that. You know, I don't know if it's the rejection that she still cannot deal with, or the fact that she was really into him, and you
Probably
know
both.
they can't be together anymore. And why are you crying? You know.
It's probably both, but it's definitely embarrassing because it's like just try to at least try to look unbothered by this guy. Like you look very distressed by the
Yeah,
situation and
exactly.
now you're begging him to
I
stay.
would be, I would have
Like
been,
just be
yeah.
like, F off. Bye.
Yeah, I would exactly be like Corona to
No,
what's her name? She would
not
say,
Corona.
hey, fuck you. I'm not even turning around to see you on the screen. You're done. I'm done with you and
Bojo is a
end of
million times worse
conversation.
than Inky, though. Can we acknowledge that? Can we acknowledge that? You're not gonna say yes. You think they're on the same level?
Well, I never considered Bojo to be in this relationship anyway, the way he acted. Like, he had like no interest at all. He wasn't even playing games. So I can't really fault him for that. And he even said it like, you know, I'm trying to be respectful and not, you know, because Adnan kept saying, oh, this woman is beautiful. Why don't you kiss her, hug her, this and that? And he was saying like, I'm trying to be respectful, which made sense. Like, I don't want to get involved with somebody that I don't feel any emotions towards. You know,
I guess it would have been worse,
in
yeah.
that fact, you know, Bojo was right. You know, if you don't have any feelings toward the other person, just say goodbye and leave. You know, make up your mind right away.
I think the
And, you know.
discrepancy was coming from the I love yous and all of that before she arrived. If he
Yeah.
hadn't done that, he would have been completely in the clear for
No.
everyone. I feel like everybody would have been like, hey, you can't fault this guy. He just wanted to see if it worked in person and it wasn't, he wasn't vibing with you,
Right.
whatever. But what threw it all off was him leading her on and her being like fully thinking that they were in a relationship
Right.
when she arrived and he's like, no.
And Joe said something really interesting, which I thought all along that he was still, you know,
Yeah, he's
had
like, you have
feelings
a girlfriend?
for the ex. And all this time, when because Vanya said she received a text from, you know, Bojo's ex, and the ex was saying that I broke it up with him because he wasn't, you know, didn't want to get, you know, be involved and, you know, be engaged to me. So I broke it off, and he was in touch with you at the same time. So Joey was saying that you probably didn't want to be with Vanya because you probably were thinking going back to the ex.
Right.
So in a way, you kind of talked to both of them at the same time, and you're playing both sides. So one didn't work out, and you went back to the other one. But Bojo claims that he's by himself. He's alone.
He said there was no overlap, and what the woman said isn't exactly true or whatever. Right. But what incentive would that woman have to lie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's not like they brought her on TV and all that, and she gained something from the show. It was just kind of like a private message to Vanya.
So. Exactly. Yeah. Some people just cannot make that commitment and cannot, you know, be serious, and, you know, they should seek therapy, I suggest.
Therapy is a miracle, you guys. Yeah, Vanya definitely needs to go to therapy. Check it out. Vanya needs to go to therapy for sure, because she needs to get over Bojo, because he's so not worth it.
Bojo and Yoshka at the same time.
So anyway, those were the only three couples that were discussed. They did a nice, as always, juicy edit of what's to come.
Right.
And I am really, really looking forward to hearing about Brian and Ingrid.
Because
he revealed that in this tell-all that he's already dating someone new.
Right.
Which is like, shocker.
Right.
Yeah. And he revealed in the promo, when Ingrid had rejected him in bed, she had said she has a boyfriend. Which, we'll see about that.
Right.
Yeah, that's what he claims.
Yeah. Which is probably not true.
No.
Yeah, they're this time around, they were like really at each other.
Yeah, sometimes you see reunions and everyone's like really tame, and they're like,
yeah, like defensive of one another and respectful. Was, you know, peaceful, and nobody went crazy. Everybody
except
was,
for Corona.
You know, yeah. But this one was from the get-go. It was like Niles was in the cab going to the studio, and he was asking Matilda to warn him. Hold him back. Yeah, hold him back.
I think, unfortunately, Niles' energy set the tone, because he was the first one to start barking at everyone. And
exactly.
Everybody was kind of followed suit. You know what I forgot to mention? When they brought... they brought Cruz out,
right,
and Niles goes, oh, it's you. Like, he didn't know who was coming out. He was like, oh, it's you. Like, he was like, that's who they were talking about. Because he was probably like, who's Cruz? And then he came out and he was like,
oh, it's you.
Yeah. I was like, that's so...
It must be weird for him to be friends with Tiger Lily and talking shit to Adnan and, you know, on the screen. It's just like, how can you go still be friends?
I have no idea.
Because he's definitely friends with Tiger Lily. The funniest, the annoying part was the bobbling of the head, Adnan.
What?
It was so funny. When Vanya was talking to him.
And he was like, wow. Just copying what she was saying like a child.
And he got so agitated and angry when, you know, people were criticizing him, and he thought he was just going to come out and everybody would praise him. What was he expecting? When they were attacked, the other thing was that when they were telling Tiger Lily, why is she allowing him to control her? And she said that, and she had a conversation with Adnan's mom in Jordan about that. And his mom trying to explain to Tiger Lily that this is not really his religion and just the way he is.
My son's just an asshole. Sorry.
Just the way he is, and you know that she had taught all of her children, you know, to be respectful and not to be, in her words, oppressing, you know, their spouses.
I'm glad they included that, because
right,
we've both been so upset with how Adnan has been
right
portraying our faith,
right,
and really continuing to give us bad PR as if we need more. And
well, clearly everybody figured him out. Like, it's not your religion, it's you. You're the problem. I'm glad
that they did that, because maybe 10 years ago that wouldn't have been the case.
Right.
And even so, Brian sat there and made the burqa comment. So
right,
these people are not particularly enlightened or
yeah,
insightful about their understanding about faith and
exactly
people and this and that. So I'm glad that they included his mom being like, I don't condone women being controlled by men.
Right, right. And, you know, that's the way, I don't think, the way every time they've shown his mom, that his mom looks very, like, an independent, she looks very independent, very clear-headed about everything, you know. And, you know, she said that there's no way. I taught him to be, to be respectful and to be, you know, loving and all that. And she said that we might be wearing the hijab as a cultural thing. And it's like, you know, she mentioned the word ittihad, which means unity. So it's like you wear it as a sign of that. And Adnan tried to explain that, but it just like, it got lost in the translation. That part of it was, I think it was interesting that, you know, they showed his mom and she kind of explained everything to people that were sitting there, at least, and the rest of the people watching the show, trying to understand this is not what religion says. This is the way Adnan is
choosing to live. Yeah,
or at least Tiger Lily came to that conclusion that this is the way he is, and we're just going to compromise moving forward. And you know, now that we have a child together. And he was just so afraid that people are gonna, you know, talk Tiger Lily out of the situation and somehow cause trouble for him. He was so paranoid about that fact that, you know, he walked off the stage and, you know, they cursed everybody out, and he was kind of nervous for a while. But I guess Tiger Lily was in his camp anyway.
Clearly, she's shown that she's gonna stand by her husband.
Yeah, definitely.
Now that they have a child, I think it's even more so. Like, I don't think he should be concerned about her getting up and leaving. She seems like a very committed woman and a committed mom, and like, I don't think that she's
similarities with Shekinah and
Sarper.
When they started out, it was a lot of that going on. That's what turned off, you know, Shekinah's family from Sarper, you know, that he's controlling and this and that. He's telling you what to eat, what to do. And that was a turnoff for them. So in a lot of ways, they're similar. And look how...
Maybe they just need time to cook.
Yeah, yeah. They come to a point where, you know, we're going to be able to move on from this and, you know, agree to disagree on some stuff, but I'm going to listen to what you are telling me, and because I cannot fight you on every battle that we have, and we'll make
it. And at the end of the day, it's like, she has to go back home and live with him, not anyone else on the stage. So she's going to value his opinion and whatever.
Exactly.
Times more. So any final thoughts?
No, that's about it. Looking forward to the next tell-all. I want to see what's going on with Joe and... Oh, the...
they addressed the Magna finally, thing, too.
Yeah, Sean brought it up. I was like, why you keep calling her Magna, for God's sake?
They brought it up multiple times.
And he says, I don't know, because over there they call her M-A-J-N-A, Magna.
So then why wouldn't you call her Magda?
Yeah, anything but Magna. And he says, I don't know, you know, I didn't. And Magda doesn't even say anything. Like, she's just sitting there, like, you know, call me this. And she doesn't care, you know.
And you know what's funny? After he said that, Sean's face was like, okay.
Whatever
he said. Like, the answer didn't even make sense. Like,
you know, to me, what I think in his, Joe's mind is like, her name is Magdalena, right? So
he's taking the first
three letters, Mag, and then at the end, Magdalena, and he made it Magna.
Okay, my name's Layla. You just going to call me La?
That's what Joe would do. Exactly.
I thought it was funny that they brought it up again. But
yeah, that and Lauren's face, is those are the two things that we've been talking about all season.
I feel seen. I feel heard.
Exactly.
We will be back on schedule next week, you know, permitting that the weather calms down over here.
Know.
But yeah, thank you all for listening and tuning in for another episode. Again, we are going to drop the link for verified GoFundMes in the show notes if you feel compelled to donate or share. If not, we just thank you for listening and having a fun time with us for a short period of time.
Yeah, hope to see you again next week.
On
Bubba's and Banter, 90 Bubba's Day React.
Thank Bye, you Bubba. All. We love you.
Hey. Bye.
Bye. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Just a quick note, the opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and do not reflect those of our employers. Our content is for entertainment purposes only and are not meant to cause harm or encourage harassment. Please do not send hate or harass anyone that we discuss. That is not cute. That is not cool. Thank you for listening, and until next time.